This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Plus, I just want to tell you a tip from 5 Minute University. Don't do this. Don't do it. Don't do it. Let me say it a different way. Don't do it. So I'm changing the oil. And last night, after coming back from a doctor's appointment in the big city, nice long run, about an hour out there and an hour back, engine oil was nice and hot, so the particles were in suspension, and I put it up on the lift, changed, pulled out the oil filter, pulled out the drain plug, and let it run out quickly, and it's been dripping all night. After the broadcast, I'm going to take a member's mark. This is not a commercial. I just think you need, if you were to consider doing this, you have to use a top quality paper towel, not a bargain basement paper towel. One paper towel and about half width. And I roll it up like a candy cane. You know, I twist it, like a pipe cleaner maybe, but without the metal in it. And I thread it through the hole in the oil pan. And I let about an inch or two hang out. You don't want to put it all the way in the oil pan because then your engine will self-destruct because of lack of lubrication. But if it's a really top quality paper towel, what it will do is it will soak up the oil at the bottom of the pan, and capillary action will pull that dirty oil, the remaining oil that will not drip out, it'll pull it right out the drain plug and drip, drip, drip. So maybe I'll do it for another day and leave that in there for a day. And you have to be really, really careful how you do this because you can get that thing stuck in your oil pan. That's a big problem because you have to take the oil pan off to get it out. So don't do it. But I'm going to do it right after class. Bert's with us. Class, no calls today, please. No calls today. Bert has a full syllabus, and we won't get to that either. Bert, welcome.
Hold on. I'm getting out from underneath my truck here to... wait a second. There is no oil. It's electric. What am I looking for? Hey, Vince. Glad to be here. Vince, have you heard of modern monetary theory?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, what it says, and it was real popular, about 2 or 3 years ago, what it says is the government can spend money without any worry of inflation. In fact, it can run as big a budget deficit as it can, and inflation will never be a problem because we have the reserve currency of the world. So there were actually people that believed that and put forward that idea, and I think some of them are even in the administration now, but, I think it's pretty obvious it doesn't work because we have now inflation. The last time we tried something similar to that was in the late 1960s and early 70s when we were funding social programs and the Vietnam War, and we didn't constrain spending or the money supply enough. And you know as well as I do the inflation that we had later in the 70s, and it didn't end till Paul Volcker sent us into a huge recession in the early 80s to counter it. So we didn't learn from that. Modern monetary theory people say it can be done, and they cite Japan as an example because Japan was having huge budget deficits and not having inflation for years and years and years. But Japan's just a strange case, and I don't think it really mattered. And it was, but Vince, the biggest proof is that's what they did the last couple of years, and we're facing inflation. So if anybody thought that that theory had any basis in reality, they should give up on that right now, because we're facing inflation. Basically, for the simple matter, we threw too much money into the economy, and then on top of that, we kept people from working. But that's what we're facing now. I only bring it up because it was very popular a few years ago, and they said there will be no inflation. Just keep approving all these spending programs. And it got, you know, at first there was no inflation, but now we're facing, unfortunately, many people now are facing the outcome of people that pursued that policy. So I'm just throwing it out there for class. If somebody brings it up, you can tell them what you just learned, that you cannot spend money endlessly, even if you're the United States, and not expect to have inflation.
Yeah, so, you know, you mentioned, I believe you mentioned, it was popular, MMT, Modern Monetary Theory. And, you know, there's some other things that were popular, too. Bell-bottom pants. Laudanum. If you have, if you got some pain, you could take some laudanum. That's an opiate. And electric cars, they're popular. So a lot of things are popular, right?
Well, Vince, I wouldn't put electric cars in that category because electric cars are coming, Vince. And, well, you know what? It's not just electric cars. There's going to be electric boats. Well, there are electric boats. They're now testing electric airplanes. We're going to have electric flying cars. Vince, if we have another planet, let's pretend there was another planet like Earth at the similar stage of development, of technological development. Let's go back 125 to 100 years ago. If you just remove one thing, the oligarchs that controlled Standard Oil and the big companies that were pushing gasoline, and you go back to where we were at, say, 1900, we actually were prototyping electric cars then and electric motors. In fact, the electric motor hasn't changed much in 100 years. We've added some solid-state electronics to control it better, but pretty much electric motors were the same then as they are now in terms of how they function. Yet, gasoline engines won because, well, they had higher range. You could put a gas tank in your car, and we didn't have the battery technology for range. And the companies, such as Standard Oil, pushed gasoline. They saw a huge windfall if they could sell gasoline to every family, which is exactly what happened. But, Vince, if you could remove that push to use gasoline and instead we put the development into batteries, which is still the weak link in electric cars, I think you would see we would all be driving electric cars now. That's I throw that out there. And so it's coming. They're finally, we realize that they're more efficient, they work better, they're more reliable, there's less moving parts. And it's the thing of the future, Vince. You know, 10 or 20 years from now, on the Finelli farm that you have with the great, you know, natural environment that you're offering as a park and a picnic area and a retreat that people can vacation in, they're probably going to say, hey, come over, look at the garage. They still have some antique gasoline-powered cars that they're working on over in the garage. And they go, wow, where do they buy gasoline in Missouri? And they're going to say, well, you know, there's one or two places you can still actually buy it in Missouri. So I say that's coming in 10 or 20 years, Vince.
Is this my time for comment?
Well, it's the thing of the future. I mean, you know. The future is now, actually. I mean,
you didn't know me when I was this young, but you knew me a little bit after that. when I was somewhere between 10 and, let's say, 14 years old, I built an electric car. I really did. I'm not kidding. I took an old, back in, in the early days of washing machines.
One 24th scale. I used to race them.
No, mine was a go-kart. Mine was literally had a seat and a friction brake, which was just a piece of oak board, and it would pivot on the. I took a 1x12 board, and I mounted an electric motor from a washing machine with a pulley, and I attached a large pulley to a single wheel on the back on a on an axle that I made, and about 5/8 of an inch steel rod, and so I fabricated a go-kart. And it had an electric motor. It really did. I'm not exaggerating, class. It had some limitations. It couldn't go too far because I could only go as far as the extension cord would let me go. Literally. And it wasn't too hard to figure. I had an on-off switch. I had one speed forward. Okay. And if you wanted to stop, you'd shut off the switch, disconnect the power, and, you know, like a light switch. And you pull up this board that would drag on the ground, and that was the brake. So I did that. Now, I years and years later, I saw an early electric car in 1906, over 100 years ago. And it was exactly what you're talking about. It was battery-powered, and it worked. Now, what happened was exactly what you said. Distance. Back then, you could, for around town, you know, in the days of the horseless carriage, when people were still using horses to go around town, it worked because you didn't go very far. You didn't drive from Los Gatos, California to Missouri to go see Vinny. People didn't do that. It was impossible. Okay? Because, one, there's a lack of roads, there's a lack of tires weren't so good, engines couldn't go that far. So if you had an electric car, you could go around the city with paved roads. You could do that. And it was good for that. But the problem was that people wanted to go farther out. And they couldn't go farther out without the density of energy to get them there and back on a charge. So naturally, the fuel of choice, which was, by the way, a waste product from the distillation of crude oil, they really wanted kerosene for lighting, for lamps and heating. Gasoline was a byproduct. They threw the gasoline into rivers and streams to get rid of it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Yep.
It's absolutely true. And so there were rivers that were on fire because the gasoline floats. The gasoline is lighter than water. It floats on top of the water. And if it caught fire, it would spread, you know, throughout the entire film of gasoline on the rivers and streams. So, yeah, it's absolutely true. But it was the density of energy. So, you know, as far as electric scooters around town, I think that's fine. As far as electric vehicles around town, I think that's fine. As far as me using one, an electric tractor, that's hogwash right now. And but Bert, how about this? Correct me if I'm wrong. Not every country likes the fact that people are buying these electric cars because, well, not every country has the ability to charge the darn things. Is that right?
Well, they're going to have to develop it. And I propose that if we had put as much effort into battery technology 100 years ago as we did into the petroleum industry, and John D. Rockefeller pushing for petroleum, I would propose that there would be no gasoline or even diesel-powered vehicles today. Everything would be electric, but forgo, you know, those decisions that were made. We never developed the right battery technology that would have the range until now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Hey, Bert, you know, around 121 years ago.
Yeah.
Thomas Alva Edison. Yeah. And, well, we were there. Thomas Alva Edison and company invented the battery. It was pretty durable. It was rechargeable. Lasted a long time. And that technology was called nickel iron. That's exactly the battery technology that I use today and have been using for over 5 years here at the farm to provide durable energy stored from the sun. And it really works. So we have had this nickel iron battery technology for a long time. Now, the problem with it is the batteries are big and they're heavy, but we don't know how long they last because they just keep going. Some of those cells from around 1906 are still running, and all you do is change the electrolyte. So we have a technology that really, really works. Now, what I could have done, and many others, actually, I don't know anyone else except for a guy named Richard who contacted me, and he wants to buy a battery bank, and he asked me where I got it, and I gave him the connection. He listens to USA Prepares. He's a student, and he wanted the same exact technology that I have. that we use at the farm, which is the nickel iron technology. Now, just about everybody else is using one or two other technologies. One would be lead acid, which would be just like what's under the hood of cars and trucks. And the other one would be lithium ion. Now, both of those are disposable technologies. The lead acid, after a specific number of recharges, you just can't do it anymore. So you open up the case, take out the lead, remelt the lead, make new batteries with it. Okay, that refine the lead. Yeah. As far as nickel, I'm sorry. As far as lithium, I just throw them away. Right, just throw them away every 7 to 10 years. That's a problem for me. And as you know, as I've become older and older, I am less and less, as technology is advancing, I'm becoming less and less akin to the new technology. The only way I will go into some of these new technologies is with my heels dragging, kicking, and screaming. There's certain things I don't want.
Yeah. Lithium-ion batteries are a problem. I mean, you can see the fires. But, Vince, there's something that is new that is coming on the scene. It kind of combines the best of lithium and the best of iron that you mentioned, and it's lithium iron phosphate batteries. They're basically better in every single category: safety, energy storage, life, everything, except they cost twice as much as lithium ion batteries. But I think we can work on that and get the cost down, so that may be the solution. And also, Vince, electric cars can run on hydrogen, and that's probably ultimately where we're going in 30 or 40 years. Probably it'll be hydrogen that everybody gets when they check into the gas station rather than charging. You know, it may turn out that just electric vehicle chargers were an interim solution, and ultimately it's going to be filling up on hydrogen. You know, that may indeed be 40 years from now, in the year 2060, that may be actually what we see. Hard to say. It's a race of technologies. But, Vince, electric motors are 90% efficient. A regular gasoline car, 25, maybe a good one, 30. Your diesel truck, your tractor on the farm, 40% efficient. Electric vehicles, 90% efficient, but not just 90% efficient. When you brake, you can put that power probably about 80% efficient back into the battery. When you brake in a traditional vehicle, gasoline or diesel, when you brake, it's just going into the heat. It's absorbed on the brake pads and the wheel drums, and it just goes back into heat. Where with an electric vehicle or a hybrid, there's an interim technology called hybrid electric. With those technologies, when you brake, if you brake slowly, the vast majority of that power goes right back into the battery. So it's just, when you look at 90% efficiency, it's just an overwhelming engineering thing, and plus you have the simplicity of less moving parts and higher reliability. So it's just, it's just technology.
Bert, would you ever consider buying an electric car versus leasing one? Would you ever buy one?
I think leasing's the better choice for most people, but I'd consider
Tell us why
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden securing the release of Brittany Griner from a prison in Russia Thursday. The basketball player was exchanged for one of the biggest gun dealers in the world. The Merchant of Death is now able to jump back into his role. For 4 years, Paul Whelan has been waking up in a Russia prison cell singing our national anthem to spite his captors. That's according to his brother David, who is still waiting for the administration to do the Marine right. President Biden announced a $36 billion bailout for the financially troubled Teamsters Union pension plan. The money will help roughly 350,000 people. President said the money is coming from COVID relief funds, therefore won't need any congressional approval. The Orion spacecraft will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us in California. Thank you. No calls today. I've got a full syllabus. And you heard at the top of the hour news that Joe is bailing out the Teamsters, their pension fund. It needs to be shored up. I want you to think about this. Where'd the money go? Where did the money go that was promised to the Teamsters that requires you and me and our families to work for to take our money and give it to the Teamsters. Where did the money go? Why is it happening? Bert, we're talking about buying an electric vehicle versus leasing. And many people seem to lease them because, well, they don't have to worry about it. You lease the vehicle, and if something happens to it, well, under the contract, the repairs are there, right? And then at the end of the lease, let's say it's 2 or 3 years, you don't have to worry about where you're going to, you know, which part of your backyard you're going to put that battery in when you get your new one, right?
Well, there's another reason as well, is that, in my view, the technology is evolving so fast that you don't want to end up with something that's pretty much surpassed by the newest models. And when you look at electric vehicles, that's definitely the case. So, you know, and I think it's been proven out. I mean, who eats it is obviously the leasing company, the auto manufacturers, but they don't seem to mind because they're just always looking to sell the current inventory and the current production, and they kind of look at what happened 3 years ago as well. We'll just deal with it. So, yeah, Vince, lease makes sense, and there's something to be said for Jim handing the key back.
Yeah, but somebody gets stuck with it. It's like somebody gets stuck with this piece of material.
Well, they lower the price. I mean, what for, I've seen the cars that I've turned back that they offered, for instance, me to buy it out at $15,000, and I say no, I turn it in, and then you see them, the exact same model mileage sold on lot for $10,000. So they're definitely, you know, in their calculus, they're losing money. But, you know, with the way our laws are for gas mileage and mandated government standards that they have to have a certain percent of cars go out with really high mileage. So, yeah, it's a zero-sum game, Vince, but it's the big auto manufacturers that in the big picture lose out, and it's to the consumer's benefit, so why not take advantage of it?
It's probably the taxpayer that loses out, Bert, because the electric vehicles are mostly subsidized by the federal government, right?
Oh, you could argue that. You could argue that, and I think subsidies should end, and that they should be able to. At this point in time, I think all vehicles should be able to compete on their own merits. So, yeah, I don't think we need any more subsidies.
Okay, so Bert, getting back to something that you mentioned, I thought was pretty interesting. I believe you said that electric vehicles or electric motors are about 90% efficiency, or efficient, which is pretty darn good. You know, the motors actually get a little warm, some get hot, so there's some loss to friction and heat. Okay, 90% efficiency, pretty darn good, no question about it.
Yeah, and add to that, that when you brake, you can also. So that's just going forward. But then when you brake, you have the added benefit, you know, think of it as the icing on the cake, that you can take that braking power and put it back in the battery. So I guess you could argue in a funny kind of math that it's over 100% efficient because you're putting the braking power back in.
Okay, I'm with you. But we can't assume that the energy that goes into charging these vehicles is free, and we can't assume that that there's no losses between the power generation station, the transformer, and the power lines that get hot from transporting the electricity. It has no losses. So by the time you get
That's
done,
correct.
You probably lost 40% or more energy that...
Yeah, people have looked at it. You could say you lose about an additional 10%. On the power distribution. But if you argue about, well, we're still burning natural gas or something at the power plant, well, we are, but those power plants are operating a lot more efficiently than is your traditional gasoline engine. So those power plants are operating more efficiently. They're controlling the pollution better. And in many cases, it's your power is being generated by, you know, wind or solar. They're adding into a lot of power companies. I know out here they are, and We have a large amount of water power as well in California on the West Coast. Unfortunately, they haven't built any new dams, so we could have more power from water. But, you know, water power is probably the best power out there, Vince. There's no pollution. It's efficient. Those massive generators, whether it's Niagara Falls or here in California, those generators work really efficient. So, yeah, we need more dams, I guess, you know, built safely and a way to protect the environment. But that's probably the best source of energy there is.
Well, I like it. I like it. And by the way, Nikola Tesla, about 100 years ago, built one of the first ones in Niagara Falls with General Electric, right? Westinghouse. Westinghouse.
Yeah.
George Westinghouse. Yeah. So back to... So we haven't made many major milestones, new milestones with electric motors, it seems to me. So, but this new battery technology that you're talking about, this new lithium ion battery technology, and I believe you said it costs 2x, is that right?
Yeah, lithium iron phosphate, that's correct, Vince.
Okay. Lithium iron phosphate. Well, let me give you an analogy class. I was talking with one of our instructors offline about this yesterday. You've all heard of AMSOIL, AMSOIL? Well, it is considered by many to be the be-all, end-all lubricant for engines. I mean, the military uses it. It is super slippery. You get better efficiency, better thermodynamics, less wear. I mean, it's really great. And you can probably leave it in your engine 50,000 miles or a year. You know, per oil change, because you don't have the deposits from the metal-on-metal wear appearing in your oil that you do with conventional dinosaur oil or what's called synthetic oils. This is the best of the best. All right, so it's synthetic. It's better than all the others, I believe. Don't believe anything I say. All right, so that being the case, a gallon of this AMSOIL for your gas-powered vehicle is about $60. A quart, so there's 4 quarts in a gallon. That puts a quart at about $15. So a typical quart of motor oil, conventional motor oil, you can get for $3.50 to $4, maybe $5, maybe $6. But roughly, AMSOIL is about 4 times more expensive. Hardly anybody uses it because it's so much more expensive. But it lasts really long. And overall, it's the best way to go, no question about it. Unless you live on a farm and there's lots of dust and you want to get the dust out of the engine oil, like I do. But what I'm saying, Bert, is that's a great technology. It's only 4 times more expensive. In the long run, it's probably less expensive. Everything lasts longer. Why not do it? We don't do it because it's more expensive. That's the analogy with lithium iron phosphate.
Yeah. By the way, they also don't use cobalt, which is dug out of the ground by slave labor children in Congo and other places. So that's another benefit, is getting rid of cobalt. Technology. And Tesla, you know, Tesla's playing their bets by betting on everything. But I think this could be the short-term future. In long-term, I think it may be hydrogen, Vince. We just have to figure out how to produce it on a massive scale.
Bert, let me ask you this. So, switching gears just a little bit, robotic vacuum cleaners, these little guys that kind of wipe out your house.
Yeah, okay. Keeps me company at night, going around under the sofa, around, you know, it's... Cleans up most things. It can't do spills that well, but it can do pet hair and crumbs and you know they work pretty well.
How about Purina a dog chow? Could it pick that up? I mean, I'm talking about things that are size of lima beans.
I think it can. Yeah.
Okay, because that would be important to me, because we have some dogs and they eat in the kitchen and they look around, they grab a mouthful and then they go look left and some of it falls out and they And so we, and then we step on it. And so I'm not saying that we live in a pig pen class, but you know, the dogs do, they eat inside, they eat outside, depending on the weather. And so there's some chunks and there's some dog hair. So here's the question I have. So
and
we
if
don't
you have a pet,
we
want to get one that's specifically tailored to, for pet hair. That's sort of an upgrade if you want the pet hair capability.
How much would a good quality robotic vacuum cleaner cost, Bert?
Oh, I'm going to throw out $200, but I think you can buy entry models for much less.
Okay. Now, how much physical volume of dirt and lint and pet hair and dog chow would you say that one of these holds? Is it measured in cups? Is it measured in quarts? Is it measured in gallons?
I'd go to the lower. It's pretty small. But hey, if you got a running, if you have
like
it running
cup?
All the time, there's not going to be a lot of dirt to pick up.
Okay, how much does the dump hold? You know where it dumps it.
Yeah, like a cup. It's small. It's small.
Bert, we have a whole house vacuum cleaner. Paid $250 for it. I think it was $250. You know, my son and I put it in, so it had some labor to it. And we got these pipes that run in the walls, and they go all over the house. And so the central vac was about $250. I bought it used, but it was somebody had it in a model home, and they said, this thing's got to go. I was glad that they wanted it to go. Went over to Arkansas, picked it up, and installed it. Now, this thing, if it fails during my lifetime, I am going to be frosted because I expect it to last generations. I expect it to be durable, and I don't expect any problems with it. The waste basket is 6 gallons, so that's bigger than a 5-gallon gasoline jug, and I think it's too small because when Mrs. Finelli chases that vacuum around the house, or if I do, you know, a couple of weeks, that darn thing's full.
Well, then.
So the question I have for you is, how many batteries will a typical electric robotic vacuum go through in a lifetime? Or what do you do with them when they quit? You just put them in the trash can? What do you do with them? I mean, I really don't know.
Yeah, and I haven't changed the batteries in mine yet.
How old is it?
About 2 years.
Hey, if you ever come out this way again with your car, bring it with you. I'd love
Jake
to see it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination. Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Bert, things are moving in a direction that you are forecasting. Electric vehicles are making inroads. And there's a company called Envision Automotive Energy Supply Company. And a couple days ago, they announced that they're putting an $810 million investment into Florence County, which is in Florence County in South Carolina. And they're building a battery plant to make batteries for electric vehicles, specifically BMWs. And so that's really exciting. And they say to improve, to move the Envision project forward, South Carolina, the state, promised to spend more than $70 million to complete an employee training facility and add improvements to water and sewer infrastructure. State's also providing $135 million out of the State Department's Commerce Closing Fund to cover additional project costs. So we're looking at $250 million, at this, roughly, that the state is going to be throwing in. So this electric battery, electric vehicle phenomenon, class, y'all are paying for it. So don't think that these guys are doing this on their own. They can't. And so it's taking a tremendous amount of funding, discounts on the vehicles, and in order to get them on the road. That's what's happening. Bert, am I wrong?
You know, there's competition for factories, and, you know, sometimes the states or local government will offer incentives, and sounds like that's what they're doing. But I don't think it's necessarily to justify why you need to have electric vehicles. I think it was just the competition they had for where they wanted to put that factory. And we do need, you know, a lot of these technologies, you do need a trained workforce. Hey, Vince, I found the robot vacuum for you. Ramba 9. I just looked it up. It's got, well, you're going to like this, Vince, because it has the jet spray to clean up some of your dog issues. And you're going to like this one. It's got an automatic emptying of the trash bin. So I'm looking at it. It has, when you dock it or when it docks itself, there's a cable that connects, and it brings the debris up to a reservoir that's on top of the docking station, which is basically a trash can. So it automatically empties itself, Vince, and has full Wi-Fi mapping. And, Vince, it's only $1,000.
Wow. So what?
And that's on sale.
Yeah, so I guess I'll wait till it goes on off sale and I'll buy it at full price. How much is full price? Like $1,500?
Exactly.
Okay, so, you know, Bert, this, I find this funny because it has a docking station. It empties itself, and then it brings the whatever it collects up to a higher point, and it collects it in a larger container, right?
That's correct.
But, but it won't take it to the curb, right? I got to do
Well, that might be coming, and, you know, we can write in to suggest for the next Rhomba, maybe it could get underneath your car and change the oil.
You know, Bert, they have these, they're silly to me, but they have these cable-type drain plugs, so you don't have to get under your car. You just turn this like a speedometer cable, and it will loosen the drain plug, and then oil will come out, so you don't have to get under the vehicle. But you still have to change the filter.
Yeah.
And if you don't get under the vehicle, you don't look and see all the other problems that are under the vehicle, like, you know, ball joints, tie rod ends, constant velocity boots, leaks. So it's really important, I think, to physically get under the vehicles. And that's why we have so many problems with cars today, because people will bring their car for a quick oil change. You know, and they want it done fast. So they get it done fast, which means it's not complete. You know, a lot of the old oil is still in there because it takes all night to drain out, you know, get dripped drop by drop. But the guys who change the oil just change the oil. They are not looking at the differential. They're not looking at the drive shaft. They're not looking at the universal joints. They're not looking at the leaks. They're not looking at the power steering, the power brake system, the suspension system, the shock absorbers. They're not looking at any of that.
Yeah. Well, Vince, you know, you could also get an electric vehicle, and most of those things you just listed off don't exist. There's no oil change. In fact, electric motors, pretty much maintenance-free for the life of the car. So if you want to have low maintenance, that's the other advantage of EVs.
I'm pretty excited about it. I think I need to go shopping today and get one. But before I do, Bert, a couple quick questions.
Yeah.
If I have a charger at home, the one that it comes with, how long will it take me to go from empty to full?
Depends on the vehicle you buy. That's called level one, and you just
I'm going to get me a pickup truck.
Yeah. Well,
so how long will it take?
Might take a couple of days to charge it at on level one. We have level one,
okay.
Level two, and level three.
That's not so bad. I don't use the vehicle that much. A couple of days to charge it up. It's like filling up the tank. Take a couple of days to fill up the tank. No problem. How much does it cost? For an electric truck.
The electric pickup truck?
Yeah. 100 grand?
Oh, 150 to $100,000.
100 grand? That's not so bad. So I probably had to get a few of them. And how far can I go on it? Can I come see you?
Yeah, just plan to stop a few times.
Okay, how many times will I have to stop?
About 5 times.
Like, every day for a week?
Yeah, that would work.
That'd be nice. So I get a few of these, spend $300,000, charge them up
get
for a couple
healthy,
days.
Not high with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.